This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
To the hour, another inviting, very exciting way for you to start the day or work through the day, because this program is heard early in the morning on some stations, what we call morning drive on others, mid-mornings, afternoons, you name it. We're here, all Doug and all Victoria, all the time. Jennifer's not here, so I can't give her credit. She's on vacation this week. The DJV show features Doug, Jen, and Victoria normally. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen carrying the water, as it were, and I know that when it comes right down to being fun to be around, both these ladies, as you know, by listening to the program, are lots of fun to be around. And there's a part of you that would like to listen, so I give you that opportunity. There is the average time spent listening about 45, 50 minutes of this program, but it goes on and on for hours, so you can hear the whole thing if you like at the DJV show web. It's easy, djvshow.com, okay? Try that out. We're taking the veil off a lot of things that are special, a lot of things that are essential, and I like doing that. I've always done that. Expose people and things for what they really are. And so we go to Alaska now. Dateline Alaska, if this was the old days, would be, you know, the old news sounders. Dateline Alaska, what's the new report? Coming from Alaska.
Well, there's some controversy about a report about the polar bears in Alaska. This is at the center of this controversy is a guy named James Riley. He is the U.S. Geological Survey director. This is part of the Interior Department, in case you're wondering how that fits in. So he is a Trump appointee to the Interior Department. So the controversy is that last year, the Trump administration opened up federal land in Alaska. They opened it up to oil and natural gas drilling. The problem, though, is as required by law, they have to do a survey of how this would affect the animals, you know, near, in this case, it's the polar bears. 34% of female polar bear dens where they, you know, hibernate and give birth, 34% of all of the polar bear dens are on this land or right next to it. It's adjacent to where they're going to start drilling. So what they had to do by law, they had to produce this survey. These are the scientists who work for the Interior Department. So these are not separate group or anything. These are the scientists
it's
underneath
James. It's
not
one of the advocacy groups per se.
Right. These are scientists that are employed by the U.S. By Geological Survey and the Interior Department. So here's where the weird part comes. So they finished their study, and essentially it shows that, yes, this would detrimentally affect the polar bears. Now, the polar bear population, as we know, we've talked about for years now, is seriously struggling to survive. They have their ice is melting. Their habitat has shrunk exponentially. This is climate change, and this is a bad thing for the polar bears. Now, if you add in drilling and natural and for oil and natural gas, then they either get displaced or killed. And so the controversy comes that this report, this study, has been available, has been ready for at least 3 months, and this guy, James Riley, will not release it to the public. So now people are catching on. Well, I don't know. You'd have to ask him. I think it's pretty obvious.
You have a speculative answer to that question, do you not?
I think the speculation is the study shows that this is going to really negatively impact the polar bears, and if they release the study saying that this is going to be bad news for the polar bears, on the other side, the federal officials are actually close to signing a $3 billion drilling project on this land. So politics.
Is it money or polar bears? Take your pick.
Take your pick. So, yeah.
So some people would say, what the hell? Who cares about some polar bears? Oh. They're just ugly and big, and they kill people, and they, you know, they're...
I don't know if a polar bear killing people. No one gets near them.
Well, yeah, if you get near them, it's not healthy.
Well, then it's, I mean, safe. I wouldn't want to, like, go and pet one, but, no, you know, I don't want them to die.
No, you would not want to have somebody pet. That would be a Darwin sort of thing, like the guy who fell out of the window. Who was it? No, fell out of the window. You did, we were just talking about...
Oh, this, yeah, that was the latest guy who died, who fell off a, fell 100
cliff.
Feet off a cliff in Oregon, yeah. trying to take a selfie.
There you go.
Yeah. So, any, but, you know, look, the sad thing is, you know, this is... This land had been under the Obama administration. This land was not allowed to be drilled, and then Trump opened it up because, you know, different priorities, different lobbyists,
yeah, different,
you know, I mean,
yeah,
that's...
Different groups, different interests,
you
yeah.
know, so exactly. unfortunately, they know that this is really bad, and that's why he's sitting on this report. But now it's leaking out because the other scientists, I don't know specifically who, but now it's, I think the scientists are saying, like, look, enough's enough. This needs to be made public. This guy is refusing to let the published report go public. Essentially what he said in a memo that was released, he said essentially, well, why do I have to make the whole report public? Why can't I just give bullet points on my own? Well, hello. That's actually not the point.
All right. Other controversies.
Disturbing.
Let's do some controversies. Hundreds of Carolinians, people who are voting, mailing in their ballots without witness information, without signatures. You made an allusional reference to this before, not illusional.
North Carolina, yeah.
Yeah, right. Illusion is a false, bearing false witness, sort of, right? A picture that isn't there.
Well, that's an illusion. An allusion.
Oh, alluded, yeah, that's right,
reference.
Too, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, the error keeping votes from being processed is that the signature doesn't appear, and if you don't have a signature, they throw out their
It's a witness signature, so it's not your signature. You also have to have someone else sign it. And I understand the point of it, that it's supposed to protect voter rights and stuff like that, but we're in a pandemic. There are a lot of people who are living
alone. Who's going to prove that you didn't forge somebody else's signature? And so what's the point?
Well, right. I know.
You know,
it's, but the problem, though, is a lot of people don't realize it, and 1.1% of the mail-in ballots, and this is just so far that have been received by the election board in North Carolina, 1.1% of those mail-in ballots are not going to be counted because they don't have a witness signature. And unfortunately, like in so many other cases, this disproportionately affects Democrats and black voters.
Mm.
So, you know,
It's not surprising... This is not.
And this is happening in Pennsylvania too.
Well,
the same thing in Wisconsin.
Story this morning in the New York Times, and you take it for what it's worth because I find the New York Times to be, even though an interesting source, like one of the, I have 14 or 15 different things I look at every day, so I take much of what they say or write is with a grain of salt. One of their opinion pieces today focuses on Trump and his trying to prevent a normal election. And I'm wondering whether this sort of thing, focus on the post office, whatever it is, you know, is he capable of screwing around with stuff like that? I think he's capable of anything. I think you just see the guy who gets an idea in his head, and he's going to go through it, and there's not much stopping him. I think we've seen that.
Well,
there,
yeah,
you know,
I mean,
across
look, the
board.
One thing that, one of the few moments of clarity from the debate is Joe Biden committed to a peaceful, you know, to accept the election results, whether he wins or loses? And Trump did not. So, you know, Trump said it's going to go to the Supreme Court, which is exactly why he wants to push Amy Coney Barrett through as quickly as possible, because he knows this most likely will be decided by the Supreme Court.
Yeah. The election will be surprised. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, then there is
pretty obvious.
The
House
and the Senate play a role in that, as they have in the past on a couple of occasions, when things are, you know, messed up like this. But there are, you know, the situation in the polls, I see Biden is right around, as of today, right around 48-49%.
It's very
And Trump
close.
Is about 40 or 41%. That is in today's Real Clear Politics poll. Are they objective? I don't know that. I know they're.
I don't
exist,
know. I think there are so many polls, and I was a friend of mine who's a tech writer, and I pick his brain a lot on different tech things. We were talking yesterday about the election, the polling, and how it's different. And I asked him, because I had read an article, that one of the reasons they believe that the polling numbers could really be anything is because they conduct polls over the phone. and only, no offense, but only boomers and older people have landlines. And that's, and
here,
so essentially,
I got a landline.
Right. And so
here
essentially,
most any day here. Yeah.
Yeah. And so essentially, those are the only people who are legitimately being surveyed for their opinion on who they're going to vote for. But if you, and that discounts like three generations of people, you know, I mean, you've got everyone who's from 18
you know,
up to
is,
60.
Yeah, what a very interesting thing. The surveys. That, and these all these surveys can be kind of quirky, no question about
right.
it. I don't put a lot of
But the point of the article was there's a huge margin for error, meaning
yeah.
we don't really know. The polls in 2016, now they're looking back on it, and they think the same thing may have happened, because in 2016, a lot of people had ditched their landline. And when you have a cell phone number, if you're walking around with your cell and a number comes in that you don't recognize, you don't answer it. It's
yeah.
not like a landline where, you know, everyone just answers the phone and then older people, you know,
Hello.
Will sit and talk for 20 minutes with a puller.
Right.
So
yeah.
it just, the numbers could have actually been just wrong.
I
in,
do that with FaceTime sometimes. I do that with FaceTime is, you know, sit and talk to the kids. It's fun.
Right, but
yeah,
you don't have a, but on the landline, you know,
no,
people
can't do
answer
that
at home.
Well, I do a lot of stuff on landlines. I do.
I haven't had a landline in
clarity. Well, the problem is the Verizon, the service here is so bad at my house.
Okay.
You can't get, I'm thankful that I got a landline. That's why I keep it, because the cell phone service.
My parents
sucks.
Have one for an emergency.
And I have a
tower
1,000 feet across the street. And the people at fire say, well, I guess you better get one of those, what do they call them? A booster.
Yeah.
You know, go
signal
drop
booster.
It. I'm not going to pay you $280 a month for cell phones, and you're going to tell me that I got to go buy something else. I'm for the first time really serious about dumping as much as I can anything that has to do with Verizon. Find some alternative.
Well, a signal booster is just, why would anyone want to bring in more, you know, EMFs
waves.
Into your world?
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
no,
why would
people don't even think
do that?
About that, though.
No.
They don't know.
We are so surrounded by electromagnetic radiation everywhere. I mean,
yeah.
it's all over us. So why would you want to increase that? That's
Make that
crazy.
Work. Yeah. Speaking of crazy, look at this. The time flying. It's crazy. It's already 18 after the hour.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
Maybe it's occasional constipation.
Maybe it's not.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Maybe it's not occasional constipation. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. You may be able to talk to a doctor online. Visit Linzess.com, sponsored by Allergan and Ironwood.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
When everything is changing, you need a store that's a constant. A store that has the brands your family loves and the value that you need. A store where you can stock up, pick up, and drive up. A store that's close to home and feels like home. A store that puts the health and safety of you and your family above all else. And a store that's always here to help. At Kohl's, we don't know what next year will look like. We just know that we'll be here for you no matter what. Kohl's, here today, here to stay. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
After the hour, it's now once again in the DJV program. And our experience here, every hour we have set aside a few minutes for important music news, and this is that opportunity, starting with Queen and Adam Lambert here. A new song called I Was Born to Love You. Is this a remake? This is a song that's been around.
It's an old song that was Freddie Mercury's, from his solo album in 1985.
Yeah.
But then Queen redid it together when they got back together. Well, they never really broke up, but when they were reformed as Queen, Brian May just loved the song so much that they decided to redo it with Freddie. And so, but it... Go ahead.
Let's crank it up. I want to hear what you say. You know, I actually like it better.
Is that strange?
Than the original? Listening to the snippet that we're listening to, anyway.
This is live, too. Yeah. Adam Lambert's voice is just insane.
Yeah. So this is from an upcoming concert album, Live Around the World, comes out tomorrow, as a matter of fact, but they have dropped the video of I Was Born to Love You from an August 2014 gig at the Summer Sonic Festival in Japan. The song originally appeared on Freddie Mercury's solo album, Mr. Bad Guy, but Queen made it their own 10 years later on Made in Heaven. So originally this song was back to the mid-80s. Brian May, who's the guitarist, says, I had an obsession with the song and had the idea to make a new version simulating how it would have sounded if we'd been able to play it live with Freddie on stage. So, Queen version put together, kind of a virtual live track using Freddie's spectacular vocal as the central thread. And then, little did we know, boys and girls, years later we'd have the opportunity with Adam to finally bring this arrangement to life on stage, and so that's what Brian says has happened here. Live Around the World draws from concerts Queen and Adam Lambert have played all across the globe over the past 6 years, mixes big hits like Another One Bites the Dust and Somebody to Love with some of the tunes that aren't so well known, like Love Kills. I think that's a well known song, don't you? Love Kills?
I don't know.
Tear It Up. It ends with their set ends the 2020 Fire Fight Australia benefit gig where they recreated their 1985 hits medley from Live Aid. Queen and Adam Lambert originally going on tour in Europe this past summer, but obviously that changed to next summer. So the update from Queen and Adam Lambert seems that they fit well together, don't they?
Look, the tickets are expensive. I don't think I've ever spent as much on two concert tickets as I did to see Queen with Adam at Madison Square Garden, but oh my God, is it worth it.
Yeah.
If you can see them, go see them.
26 after the hour on the DJV program, Paul McCartney now with a reflection. Speaking of his relief of managing to reconcile with John before the Beatles bandmate was shot in 1980. Speaking to Lennon's son Sean for a new BBC documentary to mark what would have been Lennon's 80th birthday, McCartney recalled how the pair fell out when the Beatles split in 1970. Despite their falling out, if you will, they're believed to have reconciled before John was shot in December of 1980. McCartney told Sean in the podcast in this BBC radio interview, "I always say to people, one of the great things for me was that after all the Beatles rubbish and all the arguing and the business differences, that even after all of that, I'm so happy that I got back together with your dad. It really, really would have been a heartache to me if we hadn't been reunited. It was so lovely that we did, and it really gives me sort of strength to know that." McCartney also opened up on how he still thinks of Lennon while he's writing, even though Lennon's been gone 40 years.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Fresh off the Tuesday night debate stage, President Trump telling a rally in Minnesota last night he really enjoyed that debate.
Joe Biden is too weak to lead this country. You know, Biden lost badly when his supporters are saying he should cancel the rest of the debates. Now I understand he's canceling the debates. Let's see what happens. I think that's not going to be a good move.
Many voters and lawmakers were not so happy about the debate being almost universally described as chaotic. Republican Utah Senator Mitt Romney calling it an embarrassment. Well, the Commission on Presidential Debate says it's clear changes are needed, and CBS News reports new rules will include cutting off a candidate's microphone if he ignores the format of the debate. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Former FBI Director James Comey has defended his actions to investigate possible links between the Trump 2016 presidential campaign and Russian operatives. Testifying before the Senate Judiciary Committee as part of its oversight into the Crossfire Hurricane investigation, Comey disputed assertions by Trump, Republican senators, and Attorney General William Barr that the probe was unfounded and politically motivated. Comey said that the probe eventually resulted in nearly 200 criminal charges and dozens of indictments or guilty pleas after being taken over by Special Counsel Robert Mueller. Republicans have long criticized the inquiry. The Trump administration declared invalid 2 of 4 surveillance warrants related to former campaign advisor Carter Page after Justice Department Inspector General Michael Horowitz outlined 17 inaccuracies in 3 applications filed under the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. In 2018, the president directed the department to declassify text messages sent by Comey and former FBI officials Andrew McCabe, Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, and Justice Department official Bruce Orr. Committee Chair Senator Lindsey Graham repeatedly pressed Comey on why Page was targeted for surveillance, despite the emergence of exculpatory information. Senator Patrick Leahy criticized Graham's handling of the hearing. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Four after the hour, we were away. Now we're back. I always find it distressing in the Radio 101 world. Maybe this is too much inside, Victoria, but when a host says, we'll be back after this. And I sometimes when I'm giving a little plug for what's going to happen on the other side of a couple of commercials, I say we'll be right back? I hope I don't say that. I might say we'll talk about this after this or talk about that after this. But what it is a clear signal to the audience to hit the button and go somewhere else, go news the bottom of the hour or the top of the hour, that sort of thing. I find that really devoted conversationalists like to listen to the conversation. They want the conversation to continue about whatever, in this case, is trending or what may be in the news, the important stories of the day, that sort of thing. And it's the facts are important, and sometimes getting you to think through what your ideas. That's really the primer here, is to present ideas. Victoria's got some, I've got some, Jennifer's got some, and then that will hopefully encourage you to think things through on your own, or to think, geez, I didn't know that. Maybe that's another way of looking at something. You know, that's for example, the school systems this year. Some, at least around here, have been asked what they're going to do for snow days. You know, the snowstorms blow in. This is supposed to be is this an El Nino winter or a La Nina? I don't even know.
No idea.
It's supposed to be a bad weather, though, from the sort of Mason-Dixon line north. Supposed to be a tough, rough week.
Was that last year? And we didn't even have flurries.
I know.
We had flurries like one day. So
who believes the weatherman, right? Under the circumstances. Well, let's just say, hypothetically, if we have a lot of snow this year, most school systems are not going to allow snow days because of the experience that they've had now. Everybody's tuned up or tuned into the fact we can have school from home. So it's like curses for the kids. No snow days. If there isn't transportation available to get you to school, then you can stay home. And still, the teachers are going to be mandated, at least in my neck of the woods, to run classes online, as they're doing right now. Everybody's got their device. They can go to Zoom, and they're going to have classes. So no more snow days. Now, isn't that an interesting impact? Who would have thought that out of this, that would happen? But now, yeah, it makes sense, doesn't it? The end of snow day, why lose a day?
I guess unless it's really, really bad and the teachers can't make it to the classroom.
Why do they have to make it to the classroom? They got their
well,
things
because
at
a
home.
Lot of teachers have their cameras and everything are set up in the classroom.
Yeah, well,
that would be the only reason, but yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah, I thought so. Number of snow days. Well, as you said, last year wasn't much of a snow day, a snow year, so there wasn't a lot of time. But there have been times. I can remember when I was teaching school, we had a horrible, and I think it was 1970, had a horrible storm. It lasted for a week, and you couldn't go anywhere. And boy, was that for somebody like me who can't stand being in the house more than the 8 hours to have a good night's rest. It really was, man, it was tough to be stuck in the house. And so that's you know, what will happen now is that you will go. And so it also begs the question, Victoria, because we've been having so much discussion and focus on voting and whether or not sooner or later we'll all vote from home, which I think is a horrible idea because it's just rife with the you think things are bad and confusing this year, this time around. Imagine what would happen if everybody voted online. You didn't have to go to the polls. There weren't polls available. They just took the corrupt. I mean, we all now are so focused on whether we're going to get our vote counted or not. And then we got the hackers from China and Russia and Iran. Oh, wow. But that's the way it's going. So there was a couple, everybody, different categories of people and how they're going to vote, whether most of Hollywood is supposed to be liberal, and they're all voting for Biden, who really, when you get right down to it, is not a liberal Democrat. He's a moderate. I think What's-Her-Face is kind of liberal, but that's what I hear them say.
She's not that far to the left either.
She's not?
Mm-mm. No.
There you go.
This is a very moderate ticket.
Yeah.
If you really look at the issues, this is a very moderate ticket.
She's moderately all about herself. She's not too concerned about the issues anyway. So are celebrities cozying up to these folks? Have there been a lot of fundraisers? I remember in the past, about this time, just a month or so before voting, there'd be a lot of money that would exchange hands. Celebrities have big parties, and they bring in all the heavy hitters to meet the candidates. Is that going on now?
Well, not as much because, you know, the pandemic has prevented large crowds from gathering. Yeah. So there have been a lot of online things. To be honest, though, I don't feel, and I'm on social media all day on different platforms, I don't feel the presence of celebrities as much as I did in 2016 for Hillary.
Yeah.
So, The Rock, kind of, as we talked about earlier this week, in a surprising move for him because he has definitely, he's known to lean way more right than left in Hollywood. He's one of the few. And he came out and endorsed Joe Biden this week. So, and he's never endorsed any political candidate. So that was kind of interesting. But one of the stories that really struck me as kind of bizarre, but, you know, hey, this is the world we live in. Kylie Jenner on Monday. Kylie Jenner, of course, is the youngest member of the Kar Jenner family. And she is the sort of the beauty mogul.
Kar Jenner.
Well, you know, that's the whole
thing. Sounds like a new electric car.
Yeah, hey, Kar Jenner.
Now I'm introducing the beautiful new Kar Jenner.
You know what? That family puts their name on everything, so who knows? Maybe there will be an electric Kar Jenner. You never know. But anyway, so on Monday, she has 200 million Instagram followers. Just like let that sink in. Yeah. 200 million Instagram followers.
I think so, I saw, what's his face, or what's her face, Jenner, what's her name now, Caitlyn? Caitlyn Jenner was being interviewed by somebody, I think it was Billy Bush, and he was talking about the influence. They did something as a family, and they hit 500 million social media.
Oh, yeah. Their reach users. Is insane. Yeah. The show is coming to an end, but the reach is, I don't
see. You know
see
who you can think for that?
Well, Kris Jenner came up with it and then went, yeah, yes, no. It was her. Doug, believe me, I've watched the show for 20 seasons.
I know, but
Kris
Ryan,
Jenner went to Ryan Seacrest and said, this is my idea, and she had a home video that she had made of the family, and Ryan, and she's the one who went to him. That's why she's the executive producer with him.
Right.
But
okay.
He's, and then he went to the E! Network and said, hey, this family's kind of crazy. Let's put them on TV. So that's how it all happened. But it's all the momager. All of it is Kris Jenner.
Momager.
She is the brain. She's the brains behind that business. And all of her children are billionaires now. So, you know, good for
right.
her. Anyway, so this story is on Monday, Kylie Jenner posted a picture of herself, a couple pictures in a bikini. And so, essentially, people, you know, scroll through and they see pictures of Kylie all the time. So she put these pictures of her posing in a bikini. And then she said, now that I've got your attention, go to vote.org and make sure you're registered to vote. Well, vote.org, because of this one post, reported a 1,500% increase in traffic. That means 48,000 users directly went from Kylie's picture to vote.org. And it almost, because it was such a big boom of users at one time, that it actually took down the site in certain parts of the country. So so now vote.org said that they've had, and that is nonpartisan, you can just go on that site, make sure you are registered to vote. If you're not, you can register whatever state you're in. It's a very, it's sort of a, I think it's one of the best sites that you can go to make sure that, you know, everything, your records are all correct. And so it's interesting that 138 million Americans, just to give you some, you know, some background here,
right.
The registration, the verification tool from Instagram on Sunday came out with 174,000 users going through Kylie's thing to her Instagram page onto the vote.org site to register to vote. In 138 million Americans out of 328 million, only 138 million voted in 2016. This year, more than 1 million people have already cast their ballot. It's the highest early voting record in U.S. history. And it's just, again, to go back to 2016, we've got over 1 million ballots cast now. This time 4 years ago, less than 10,000 people had voted already.
Good heavens.
I know. So when you think about, like, you know, do celebrities actually make an impact? Clearly, Kylie Jenner does, and she has not endorsed any candidate. Maybe it's because she doesn't want to hurt Kanye's feelings. That's her brother-in-law. I don't know, but she has not endorsed anyone, and so she's just basically trying to get her followers to be registered. She has a young following as well, so from like 18 to 24, maybe would be her main demographic, and so if all
it would be good to have a lot of those people. Young people voting, getting registered, but you better hurry up because registration in most areas will close in the next week or 10 days.
Right.
So if you haven't registered yet, now's a good time to do it. I wonder how many older folks are not registered to vote. You know, I think about my era, most everybody I know votes, but I know there are people who are my age that have never voted. Never.
Well, I thought it was interesting. This year we've heard from Snoop Dogg and from Mike Tyson. They're both in different states. Mike is in Nevada and Snoop is in California. They're
this
both
is a combo.
Yeah, they're both voting for the first time in their lives.
How about a reality show with the two of those guys? There's you.
Oh, that would be interesting.
Put the two of them together. All right, it's 45 past the hour and a moment of vote. I feel like I got to say something about this info on Dancing with the Stars. Dr. Ken Kronhaus and his questions for Dr. Ken coming up. Also, our podcast, the Good Day Health Show podcast with Dr. Ken, the most recent one, focuses on whether or not, well, it's not the whole thing, but there's info on how soon you should have sex. If you've had a heart attack, how soon after that should you have sex? Dr. Ken, a cardiologist, answers that question tons of other questions, including a focus on vaccines, for the virus. All that included this week. Every week there's something new and refreshing when it comes to your health and well-being between Dr. Jack and Dr. Ken. You can hear it, the podcast you can find at gooddayhealthshow.com.
Would you get on an airplane if you knew it had a 50% chance of crashing? You may be riding that plane right now. If you have your money in a 401k or IRA and you plan to take out the recommended percentage each year when you retire, your chance of running out of money is 50%. 50%. But there's a better and safer way to secure your income in retirement. Discover how in a free book called Rescue Your Retirement. This wealth-building strategy has never had a losing year in more than a century. In fact, even the man who invented the 401k now prefers this method instead. Get Rescue Your Retirement free for just a small shipping charge and enjoy a safe landing and a comfortable retirement. Get this free book and make sure you don't run out of money. Hurry, this offer is extremely limited. To get your free copy, just go to growwealthsafely.com. That's growwealthsafely.com to discover how to rescue your retirement. growwealthsafely.com.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
Maybe it's occasional constipation.
Maybe it's not.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Maybe it's not occasional constipation. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. You may be able to talk to a doctor online. Visit Linzess.com, sponsored by Allergan and Ironwood.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
We don't stay away from controversy here on this program, and there's a huge controversy brought about by the change in hosts on Dancing with the Stars, Victoria. Mm-hmm. So Bergeron, who I'm a fan of, is Gonzo. I don't know that anybody's missing Erin What's-Her-Face. But
Erin Andrews never did anything for me. It's football or dancing.
Tyra Banks isn't doing anything for anybody.
Nope.
They may have made a huge mistake in bringing her on, because she turns off, and I can just tell by looking at, there's a certain, bon vivant, is that the right word? There's a certain cachet that goes with Bergeron. He's
Absolutely.
Able to bring people together. He's got a nice wit, nice way
he's
about him.
He's very funny, yeah. He's funny without trying to be
exactly.
funny.
Exactly, yes.
Yeah, I loved Tom Bergeron. I'm just a huge fan of his. I had hoped when they announced that Tyra was going to be the new executive producer and host, I was hoping that maybe she and Tom together would do it, because I don't love Tyra as a host. Tyra's all about Tyra. And I've been watching every episode of Dancing with the Stars this season. I went away from it.
Yeah.
But, the outfits, it's sort of always like that. But Tyra is just, I think she's struggling, and she knows it. She's responding
she's
to
not
the
a
criticism.
Host. She doesn't know how to do that kind of stuff. She has no background. Bergeron's been doing things like this for 40
years.
It's
live TV, and she's not good at live TV.
Very bad choice on their part. I hope they change it, frankly, to save the show.
Or just bring Tom back.
Yeah. 10 before the hour, DJV time.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. right now. Click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus. A 30 count bottle of immune booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. 2020safe.net.
Fall is a season that's a little in the middle. It's sort of the best of two seasons. It's no longer a sweaty summer, but the winter chill is still around the corner. And that's the perfect time to feed and seed your lawn with Scott's Turf Builder. Even better than spring. Because the soil is still warm, but the air is getting cool. So your lawn gets the most nutrients in the best combination of temperatures. Feed and seed now with Scott's Turf Builder. And build the best lawn for every season. Scott's, it's good out here.
Do you think all vitamin C's are the same? They're not. Ester C is a superior form of vitamin C. It's the only vitamin C with 24-hour immune support. And it lasts up to 2 times longer than regular vitamin C. So don't just settle for any vitamin C. Buy Ester C and support your immune health today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Questions for Dr. Ken here at 53 past the hour. There are those of us who believe turmeric or curcumin, it's pretty much the same thing, I think, at least that's what I've been told, is good for you in many different ways. Would you like to list, Ken, some of the ways or all of the ways or as many ways you can think of that turmeric and curcumin, why don't they call it two different things? Why don't they just call it one thing or the other?
Well, they just want to confuse you.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Well, they've done that. All right. So what are the very many good things that come from using either turmeric or curcumin?
Well, there have been a number of health benefits listed for turmeric. The news is that it can ease pain of arthritis. That's out of the Annals of Internal Medicine this month. It's been recommended for depression, type 2 diabetes. We were just talking about metformin for viral infections. There's been some suggestion that it might be beneficial. Other areas have been for premenstrual syndrome. Women, you know who you are who have these symptoms, you might try it. There's some suggestion that it may help for high cholesterol. Other areas, even Alzheimer's disease, it might help lower the risk. Arthritis, as we mentioned, cancer, irritable bowel, a lot of benefits for turmeric, headaches, and now you're pushing my memory.
That's okay.
Let me think of anything else I can think of. Actually, acne, yes. Skin.
Really? Wow.
I think you've emptied my memory of ways that turmeric helps.
Yeah, that's fine. All right. There is one wonders about attitude. We were talking about heart attacks and what influences your body, your mind, back to the spirit-mind-body connection that we frequently address here, and what happens when you feel good. You look at someone you love or you like, or you have an experience when you're smiling. Is it true that smiling is really that good for you, or is it just all in your head?
My own personal opinion is it's definitely good for you, and there's actually a study this month from experimental psychology that comes to the conclusion that smiling boosts your overall outlook. And I just think that it creates in the body the good hormones, the healing hormones. It promotes the immune system. It gets rid of some of these hormones that tend to make things irritable, the electrical system of the heart, the inflammatory system, makes it inappropriate and excessive. And it just creates a nice, healthy relationship of the good and bad hormones in the body.
Mm-hmm. All right, keep smiling. Is it true that your heart could have drastic damage if you have COVID? I think we were talking about that, and it depends on the severity, doesn't it, of the COVID experience you have?
Well, this is something that is needing longer-term study, and this is the question of the late effects of COVID-19, and there's a suggestion that there may be some inflammation in a fraction of people who have had COVID, and this is an area that we need to continue to watch, and this is why you want to continue to wear your mask, and this is why when the vaccine is proven safe and effective, you want to get it. And this is a story that I think we're going to have to keep watching and learning about. What are the late effects of getting a COVID-19 infection?
All right. This is a personal question about the experience that I had. I think this is a good conversation for everybody. The blood pressure readings that I've had over my life have been pretty low, pretty good, pretty moderate. And so when I went on the blood thinner, I felt lightheaded. I stopped. You told me that wasn't a good idea because it wouldn't compute that the blood pressure medicine would make you lightheaded. So,
wait a second. You're not on a blood pressure medicine.
Blood thinner. Yes, correct. Yeah.
Right. And the only way a blood thinner might make you lightheaded is if you were hemorrhaging, and you definitely weren't, and your volume in your body was declining. And first of all, we don't know whether your blood pressure was lower because you didn't measure that. You assume that.
When I had the lightheadedness, you mean? Well,
right. Low blood pressure is only one of numerous causes of lightheadedness. And that's why you need to get checked and get the blood pressure measured and get examined to try to do detective work for why you're having lightheadedness. And there's a long list of causes for lightheadedness.
All right. There's the word from Dr. Ken, Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Questions for Dr. Ken at 59 past the hour.
My name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor, and the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS, and they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.